head of ISIS is dead. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Pentagon says it happened during a raid on its compound in Syria.
Officials say the two-hour raid was incredibly complex and dangerous, planned for months, with characteristics reminiscent of the bin Laden raid. The head of CENTCOM, General Frank McKenzie, said the mission was to capture the ISIS leader, who instead decided to blow himself and his family up. The target, the head of ISIS, who replaced Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in 2019, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashmi al-Qureshi, who administration officials call Haji Abdullah. He had a $10 million bounty on his head.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon, and the Pentagon warning Russia could use a pretense as a reason to invade Ukraine.
The Russian government, we think, is planning to stage a fake attack by Ukrainian military or intelligence forces against Russian sovereign territory or against Russian-speaking people.
Press Secretary John Kirby, who says it might come in the form of a propaganda video that would show staged explosions, corpses, and actors pretending to be mourners. The plan was described in declassified intelligence shared with Ukrainian officials and European allies in the past few days. The Pentagon has been saying since late last year Russia would attempt a false flag operation. The winter storm that's pummeling the middle of the country with snow and ice is now moving north and east, with upstate New York and New England in its crosshairs.
The National Weather Service is calling it a long-duration event with snow accumulations of up to a foot. What makes things a little more challenging is this area is still recovering from January snowstorms.
Fox Weather's Mitty Hicks in Buffalo, New York. The freezing rain and ice knocking out power to tens of thousands in Texas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The storm also spawned a deadly tornado in Alabama. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More details coming out in the death of a veteran of the Boston Police Force.
Karen Reed is charged with manslaughter in the death of her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe. His body was found outside the home of another police officer during the blizzard that hit Boston on Saturday morning. Boston 25 News reports that O'Keefe had skull fractures and signs of hypothermia, and prosecutors say it was Reed and two friends that found him outside in the snow. Witnesses say the couple went to the home for a gathering, and Reed's SUV was later found to have a broken tail light. Investigators say Reed told a friend she did not remember the previous night, and prosecutors say she asked a friend if she could have hit O'Keefe. Reed is due back in court next month. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The University of Tennessee at Knoxville has reinstated a professor who was acquitted on federal charges accusing him of lying about a relationship with a Chinese university while getting research grants from NASA. Aming Hu was reinstated with tenure. He had been arrested in June 2020 and charged with wire fraud and making false statements as part of a larger Justice Department crackdown under then-President Trump against university researchers suspected of concealing ties to Chinese institutions. Faulty windshield wiper parts lead to a recall of hundreds of thousands of trucks.
Stellantis is recalling nearly 202,000 Ram heavy-duty pickups and chassis cabs to tighten a loose nut that can stop the windshield wipers from working properly. The recall, covering certain 2019 to 2020 Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups and some 35, 45, and 5500 chassis cabs. The defects can reduce visibility in rain and snow, though Stellantis says says it knows of no crashes or injuries.
Fox's Jeff Manasso on Wall Street. The Dow lost 518. The NASDAQ minus 538 points. The S&P off 111. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.